We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, valuable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Garay, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tipiracoa, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazo, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazo. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Khan Artail Cable TV, in Erenet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tengo Cable TV, and channel 50 on Chimera Cable TV. In Sukhbatursi, Ling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47. And Orange Cable Company, channel 65. In Hotel, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neo Strada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Brunei and Guyana celebrate their national days. In environmental news, an Indian company converts plastic waste into eco-friendly paving for roads. In animal welfare news, a Singaporean organization has rescued more than 200 wild animals in 4 months. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 23rd, much-loved second president of Slovenia, His Excellency Dr. Janez Janošek, is respectfully remembered. His Excellency was born in 1950 in Salez, Slovenia, and passed away on this day in 2008. A hero to many, His Excellency, a vegan, helped guide Slovenia to independence in 1991 and later to membership in the European Union. In 2006, His Excellency started the Fruits of Society project, which encouraged young people to volunteer for the elderly. The same year, His Excellency launched World 4.4, a humanitarian initiative, and also established the Movement for Justice and Development to help ensure prosperity and food security around the globe. A best-selling author as well, Dr. Janez Janošek wrote several books, including Thoughts on Life and Consciousness, which was translated into Chinese and published by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Publishing Company. To honour Dr. Janez Janošek's outstanding endeavours and enlightened leadership, in 2007, Supreme Master Qinghai personally presented him with the Shining World Leadership Award at the Presidential Palace in Slovenia. May His Excellency Dr. Janez Janošek's noble legacy of love and compassion for all beings be a guiding light for humanity.
Flyer news. Flooding and mudslides in Peru. Recent heavy rainfall, which has persisted in some areas for months, resulted this past weekend in a mudslide on Mount Anguilla in the northern Peruvian region of Cajamarca, causing around 150 injuries and possible loss of life. A family of six who had been harvesting cassava were reported missing and are thought to have been buried by the rubble.
In the central provinces of Huancayo and Tayacaja, heavy winds along with rain and hail destroyed some 140 houses, while in southern Puno province, regional river flooding inundated some 50 homes, while in nearby Lima province, over 1,000 homes were said to be highly vulnerable to flooding. Meanwhile, government personnel has been dispatched to evacuate and help assess damages.
Since January 2010 alone, rains and mudslides have affected nearly 65,000 people, with more than 6,500 homes that have been destroyed. Upon knowing of the damaging storms that had struck more than once since December 2009, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a love and prayers while requesting that our association members go and offer help to the most vulnerable. She also pledged $15,000 in emergency aid for the affected areas, an amount that could acquire $81,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on Peru's cost of living. We are grateful for the concerned response of the Peruvian officials, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted assistance. Our heartfelt prayers for the safe return of the Peruvian family and the soon return to stability for all the storm affected, as we strive for gentler lifestyle choices to help alleviate calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission contributes to the Horn of Africa to aid countries that have been facing severe drought, with some receiving less than 75% normal rainfall this season. The European Commission has contributed 50 million euros for the people of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia and Uganda. European Commissioner in charge of Development and Humanitarian Aid, Karl de Gucht, said, "We face a disastrous situation in the Horn of Africa that demonstrates the terrible potential of climate change. The population can no longer cope with such extreme and protracted hardship. The donated funds will go toward food assistance, water supplies, health care and other necessities. Your Excellency and the European Commission, Providence bless your generous help to African brethren. Wishing the resilient people of the Horn of Africa sustained nourishment, abundance and happiness."
Dreams come true at the 2010 Winter Olympics. Over 2 million people from around the globe have gathered in Vancouver, Canada to witness the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. Let's go to Supreme Master Television's correspondent on location.
With less than 1 week left in the event, thousands of top winter athletes from over 80 countries have been achieving remarkable feats. Just to name some of the ones we've seen so far, Switzerland's Simon Amen became the first ski jumper to have earned 4 gold medals after winning 2 in the past week. Also setting a record was Finnish hockey player Timo Salonen, who has been named the all-time Olympic scoring leader with his 37 points scored during a winning game with Germany. China's Zhao Yang, the world record holder for women's speed skating, won gold in the women's 1500-meter short track speed skating final. And with his 7th medal making speed skater Apollo Anton Ono the most decorated U.S. Winter Olympian, he is taking home a bronze from the 1000-meter short track. Meanwhile, Tora Berger also garnered first place in a women's 15-kilometer individual biathlon, bringing the medal count of her native Norway to 11. Moreover, Kazakhstan's Alina Kristaleva made her country proud when she won silver in the same race, the first for the nation in the Vancouver Games. And we're eagerly watching as there's more exciting news each day here at the 2010 Winter Olympics. This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Vancouver, Canada.
Our applause, international athletes, as we join spectators around the world in cheering you on. Heaven bless the Olympic Game organizers and participants, one and all, as you continue to foster greater peace through this friendly, health-promoting event.
A lot of it was unexpected. I mean, I think with Avatar, because we had such a strong technical and art direction.
Writers Guild of America honors 2010 winners. The U.S.-based Writers Guild of America West, or WGAW, and the Writers Guild of America East, or WGAE, held simultaneous ceremonies in Los Angeles, California, and New York City, respectively, on February 20th to recognize outstanding U.S. writers in screen, television, radio, and more.
Hello, this is Supreme Master Television from Los Angeles, California, USA. We're here at the 2010 Writers Guild Award, featuring some great writers, including Anthony Peckham of Invictus.
Mr. Peckham was honored with the Paul Selvin Award for his screenplay of Invictus, as a work that highlighted values of democracy and civil liberties. Based on a true story, Invictus stars Oscar award-winning Morgan Freeman as the much-respected world leader and former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela.
This is the time to build our nation.
I wanted people to see what true leadership was. As I wrote the film, as I got deeper into the film, I realized that even though it started out to be about forgiveness and knowing and loving your enemies, I realized that really it was about people willing to lay their own popularity on the line for a greater cause and willing to ask other people to do the same thing.
It's a political calculation.
It is a human calculation.
The Hertz Locker, a multi-Academy Award-nominated film championing the universal longing for a peaceful world, won Best Original Screenplay.
What message did you want viewers to get?
I wanted people to see the futility of the war.
And that it's finally a tragedy, no matter how you look at it.
Last year, I spent 322 days on the road.
Jason Reitman and Sheldon Turner were honored for the adapted screenplay of Up in the Air, a film with 6 Oscar nominations and a Golden Globe Award.
Welcome back, Mr. Bingham.
With the more technology out there, be it emails, be it IMs, be it Blackberries, just to remember to look people in the eye and connect with them. I think it's a very simple message that we forget.
In addition, The Cove, an Oscar-nominated film exposing the cruelty behind the trade of dolphins that are captured for entertainment and killed for meat, was awarded for Best Documentary Screenplay, written by Mark Monroe.
What kind of reaction have you received from the public?
For people who actually see it, we've gotten great reaction because it is a tough film, but it's also something for audiences to embrace.
You realize after a while they don't really belong in captivity.
Famed author and Academy Award-winning director James Cameron spoke about his highly acclaimed Avatar, whose theme he conceived to highlight humanity's need to respect nature and all life.
That this is our land!
Well, you know, there's an interesting thing that's happening with Avatar that a lot of environmental people who represent various causes are, you know, coming to me and saying, can we do something in connection with Avatar? So it really makes me realize that there's a film like this, it's created an opportunity, but the opportunity is also a duty. You know, and I actually think I'm going to be, you know, getting a lot more involved.
Our sincere congratulations, all gifted contributors at the 2010 Writers Guild Awards. May your creative and moving stories continue to touch and uplift the hearts of audiences worldwide.
Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Hi, I'm Scott Cooper, and you're watching Supreme Master TV.
Your baby loves you.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Fletcher, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Hi, this is Jim Cameron, and you are watching Supreme Master Television.
Bringing the fresh veg dimension to classic Italian cuisine. Award-winning Italian chef and restaurateur Aldo Zilli has transformed both a restaurant and a concept with his introduction of Zilli Green in London's Soho district in the United Kingdom. Head chef Enzo De Marino has formulated the dishes, many of which are meat-free and some entirely vegan.
All highlights local vegetables blended tastefully into internationally inspired fusions. Mr. Zilli said, "This year marks my 30th as one of Soho's original restaurateurs. I want to mark this anniversary with an exciting new approach to a fresh and healthy way of life for everyone to enjoy." Bravo, Mr. Aldo Zilli and Chef Marino, on your creative efforts to bring the vibrant veg experience to time-honored Italian cuisine. May your dining guests be inspired toward an expanded experience of delicious, life-saving plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Clues to the birth of life on our planet. A recent analysis by German scientists of the famed Murchison meteorite has revealed new findings from the extraterrestrial object that landed in Australia some four decades ago. Employing a more advanced method, Dr. Philipp Schmidt-Koplin and colleagues were able to analyze in greater detail the meteorite that scientists believe originated some 4.65 billion years ago, before the Sun was formed.
Their research revealed a huge variety of carbon-based chemicals, which may have been picked up as the object passed through primordial clouds in the early solar system. Dr. Schmidt-Koplin explained that such glimpses back in time offered by meteorites, as these may help answer the question of life's origination on Earth.
Dr. Schmidt-Koplin and associates, what fascinating findings. We can't wait to hear more about the mysteries of the Murchison meteorite and our origin of life from the stars.
Brazilian Navy rescues Canadian student ship. Traveling from Africa and Europe as part of a global study program, the SV Concordia was 300 nautical miles off the coast of Brazil when it capsized in stormy weather. The 64 students and crew members managed to get into lifeboats as the Brazilian Navy initiated a search mission. Once discovered, the Navy was able to rescue everyone, with all 64 being safely returned to Rio de Janeiro on February 19th. Our grateful thanks, Brazilian Navy and everyone involved, for your life-saving actions. Wishing the Canadian students and crew a safe trip home and many happy celebrations of life with family and friends.
Save our planet. UN recommends tax on livestock. A report issued by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, recommends levying fees for livestock as a way to reduce this sector's emission of greenhouse gases, currently estimated at 7,000 billion tons of CO2 equivalent annually.
Moreover, livestock raising is known to impact not only human health, but also causes enormous damage to ecosystems, biodiversity, land, forests, and water quality. The State of Food and Agriculture report thus calls for market-based policies such as taxes and subsidy reductions that would cause producers to minimize environmental damage by being required to absorb its costs. FAO Director General Jack Diouf stated that the rapid growth of the livestock sector has unfortunately thus far had little oversight, with current estimates forecasting that without a change in course, the number of livestock cattle alone will increase 70% to 2.6 billion by mid-century.
Director General Diouf and United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, we laud your recommendations for such planet-protecting policies. May governments across the globe be motivated to implement measures as these for the benefit of all the Earth's inhabitants.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Cheng Hai spoke of this very subject, calling on world leaders to forgo livestock raising as a way to save the planet.
I hope the government would please make it into law to forbid killing of animals, to forbid animal livestock raising. If they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve their country in many aspects, then this is the first step we have to do. Stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. There's only two ways to do things in our world, the correct way and the incorrect way. And right now, to save the planet, there's only one way to stop the cost, that is the animal industry, by all means, in all aspects. We have to do it. Spread information, encourage everyone, inform everyone to be vegan.
Save our planet. Saying that climate change poses a significant threat to future water availability, Pakistan's Environment Ministry announces the creation of an online system to monitor planning and policy information.
Save Our Planet, the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, USA, reports that ocean warming, overfishing, and pollution are threatening thousands of species that inhabit the deep seas.
Save Our Planet. International NGO Oxfam reports Tajikistan is facing water shortages and climate extremes, which could lead to conflict over resources amongst regional water-stressed countries.
Save Our Planet. In declaring 2010 the Year of Ecology, Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev announced environmental goals such as cleaning oil-polluted regions, providing clean drinking water for all, encouraging home gardens, and planting 3 million trees.
Today on being frugal. If you are planning a trip which involves renting a car, please check your auto insurance policy or your credit card plan beforehand to see if they provide free insurance for rental vehicles. It's a quick way to save money. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being rich, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, today, February 23rd, is the National Day of Brunei, celebrating its independence attained in 1984. Adjacent to the South China Sea and Malaysia and Southeastern Asia, Brunei's official name is Negara Brunei Darussalam, which means Abode of Peace in Malay. It is home to remarkable architecture including Kampung Air, a water village, a town built on stilts, and the magnificent Sultan Oman Ali Sofiuddin Mosque. Today is also Guyana's National Day, commemorating its proclamation as a republic in 1970. Situated in northern South America, Guyana is the birthplace of several notable writers. Among them are Mr. Theodore Wilson Harris, Mr. Arthur James Seymour, and Dr. Edward Ricardo Braithwaite, author of the international bestseller, To Sir With Love. We wish a splendid National Day to the lovely citizens of Brunei and Guyana.
In environmental news, an Indian company transforms plastic waste into eco-friendly paving for roads. KK Plastic Waste Management collects thousands of tons of discarded plastic around the city of Bangalore. It is then fragmented into small pieces and mixed with asphalt to create a substance which scientists believe is more resilient than traditional materials. The company has already helped to pave about 1,400 kilometres of roads. Kudos KK Plastic Waste Management on your earth-loving innovation. May many green steps like these join with the organic vegan planet-protecting diet herald a bright and sustainable future for India and the world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Singaporean organisation rescues over 200 animals in 4 months. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More energising news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a joyful world. In animal welfare news, a Singaporean non-governmental organization saves animals. The Wildlife Rescue Center has tended to over 200 wild animals over a four-month period. Operated by the Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, the group releases species native to Singapore back into their natural habitat wherever possible, with help from the National Board's park. Plans are also in place to send home those indigenous to other countries, for example, star tortoise from India, once they have been nursed to health. Our sincere appreciation, Wildlife Rescue Center, Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, and the National Parks Board, for your loving care of our unique animal co-inhabitants. May all our beautiful friends have safe and enjoyable stays on our shared planet.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled Stop.
Един мъж си вървял по улицата, когато чул глас: Стой, не мърдай! Ако направиш само още една крачка, една туха ще падне върху теб. Мъжът спрял и една голяма туха паднала точно пред него. Мъжът се изумил. Къде си? Попитал мъжът. Кой си ти? Аз съм твоят ангел-пазител, отвърнал гласът. Сериозно? Попитал мъжът. А къде беше, когато се жених?
And now for our viewers' hotline on the ideal diet for our anatomy with Dr. Milton Mills on Healthy Living. Dr. Mills is dedicated to helping people understand why a plant-based diet is most suitable and healthy for humans.
Very informative show. I am in the process of transitioning from vegetarian diet to vegan. This improved my knowledge base. Very nice. Thanks for posting. Viewer from USA.
Caring viewer, it is wonderful you are transitioning to the earth-protecting vegan diet. Dr. Milton shares a wealth of information on why the animal-free lifestyle is best for humans. We pray that all people will realize that everything is to be gained by the plant-based diet. With God's light and love to you and your generous fellow Americans.
Do you have a hotline today? Share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a happy heart and uplifted spirit. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Professional musicians and composers from Europe, Asia and Africa gather in Tunisia's capital city for the conference Music for a Universal Consciousness of Solidarity, Fostering Unity Through the Transcending Language of Music.
In a meeting with Syrian Minister of Transport Yaro Bader, Czech Deputy Prime Minister Jan Kahout conveys his country's interest and support in assisting Syria with the development of her transportation sector.
Parliament member and leader of the Party of Wales, Elfyn Lewyd, calls for British troops' return from Afghanistan as well as more support for the nation's veterans.
Japanese scientists find that women who eat more green and yellow vegetables and citrus fruit during pregnancy have babies who are less likely to be troubled by eczema, enjoying clear skin instead.
Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates pledges $25 million to the Rollback Malaria Partnership, a campaign to eliminate the condition worldwide.
Clemson University researchers in South Carolina, USA, develop VoiceText, an application that enables drivers to speak aloud in composing and sending hands-free text messages.
Liberia's National Red Cross Society brings 150 war-affected youths into its Child Advocacy and Rehabilitation Monrovia project to help reintegrate them into society with counseling, academic, and skills training.
Japanese ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Shigeru Endo, is welcomed by Secretary General Ekmeleddin Isanoglu of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, to discuss enhanced cooperation between Japan and OIC member states.
In West Hollywood, California, USA, pet sales within the city limits are unanimously banned to help end puppy mills and kitten factories.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and his Greek counterpart Yorgos Papandreou pledged to strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.